Blessed be the name of the Lord God of Israel, the Almighty Father, the Creator of heaven and earth. May His name alone be glorified. May His name alone be magnified. I want to welcome all of you to today's Cool of the Day daily devotional. And today we are going to deal with the part 3 of Who is with You? And back to 1883. Today happens to be the 83rd episode of Back to Eden. There is a need for us to be restored even back to Eden. Hallelujah. People of the way, by His grace, we saw how the blessing of Yahuwah unto man was used against man. Before that, let me pray with you. Abba, Father, I thank you this hour. I give you praise. I lift you high. I exalt thee. Be thou glorified. Be thou magnified. I ask, O Abba, Father, that you will have your way. Speak to us, heal us, deliver us, save our souls. The entrance of your word bringeth understanding. O Abba Father, grant us understanding. I thank you for an answered prayer. In Yahushua's name I have prayed. Amen. You are all welcome again, and today we are going to do or deal with the part 3 of Who is with You. In Genesis chapter number 3, even the verse 12, the man said, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did it. The woman gave to be with me, to be a company, to be a partner, to be a helpmeet, gave me of the tree, and I did it. We saw yesterday that what the Lord giveth to you to be with you, you have to discern lest you be deceived. When they start talking to you and with you, you have to check who has spoken to them and with them. In life, man giveth a thing because of what has been given to him or her. We can do nothing except that which is, given unto us to offer. Peter and John, when they were going to the temple, the hour of prayer, and they met the cripple at the beautiful gate, Peter said, "What I have is what I give." And what do we have that it is not Yahuwah who gave to us? And as a giver as Yahuwah is, Satan also is a giver. The Lord God speak to us. Satan do speak to us. He has always want to be like the Most High. And guess what? The greatest thing he has given to us is himself, is his word. So, if he has given us himself, his word, we are to also give to other people. That is sharing love. True sharing of love is sharing him unto brothers and sisters. Likewise, Satan will also give unto people to give to us. And that is a word, information, knowledge. You see, a lot of people today, they don't know that Satan also gives himself. He speaketh. He giveth a word. And your word is you. That is why he will judge us by every careless word that comes out from our mouth. If Yahuwah is a giver, and he giveth himself, and he is the word, John 3:16, for Yahuwah so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Now, the woman whom thou givest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. So, anybody around you and with you now, what they will try to offer to you is knowledge, is word. Look, when you were young, You grew up, you go to school, you learn a skill, marriage, everywhere you find yourself is about sharing, it's about being, you receiving something. And the greatest of all is knowledge, is information. We are product of a word. That's why we feed on word. Now, if Yahuwah gave man a helpmeet, who is Eve, to be with him, the woman now gave of a tree. And what is that tree? The tree of knowledge of good and evil, information. What happened before the woman gave to the man? The woman gave to the man because a certain enemy, Satan, lured her. She took of it and also gave some to the husband. Satan had shared something with the woman. Satan spoke. He said, as God said, he had a conversation with the woman. The woman now took of the tree that tree is a tree of knowledge, and gave some to the man who was with her. So you can see the connection. So rare people around you are those who share information, who share word. Share, whoever shared a word with you, a word of life, a word of wisdom with you, is a true blessing. It got to a time, the disciples, they saw that many have left. After Yahusha had preached a very, very hard doctrine, they left. Then Yahusha turned to them and asked them, "Will you also leave?" They said, "Where should we go? You that have word of eternal life." So the possessor of word to them is the most blessed. It wasn't that Yahusha was having money, was having cars, was having mansions, and he sleeps in nice edifices. No. He said, "We are going nowhere. You have word of eternal life." So therefore, he who shares a word with you is rare helper. It's a rare blessing to you. There are people, their eyes are on what is in the hands and what's not coming from the mouth. Rare sharing of love, sharing of blessing, sharing of that which is from above is the mouth and not the hands. You see, Satan spoke with Eve, lured her. She took of the fruit from a tree of knowledge, information. Then the woman now also gave some to the husband. And the husband testified that, "She gave me of the tree and I did eat. I have eaten already. When she gave it to me, I ate it. That is why I am naked and we have all run away." People of the way, whoever is with you now is either blessing you or killing you. What are they serving? What are they giving to you? Don't be moved by who is sharing. Ask what is being shared. What is he having? And what he is having, have you investigated to know where it is coming from? There are people, you see, when you are with them, what they share with you, what they tell you, what you hear from them is a poison unto the soul. Do you know why knowledge will increase this end time according to the prophet Daniel? It's because it is a time of Satan. He knows his time is short, so he must share fast. He will share himself. He will share lies. Lies is his nature. The Bible says in John 8:44, when he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own native language. It is his nature. So knowledge will increase this end of time. You know, you don't have to, in fact, go to Satan for him to share with you. Satan has a way of first sharing with people around you, with you, so that they can also feed you with them. People of the way, do not play with words. A word can save you. A word can destroy you. He sent a word to save the whole world, because the world is a product of the word. He spoke it to be. So they told Yahusha HaMashiach, "We are not going anywhere." No, because You have car and we are following you. You have word of eternal. That is what we are after. Whoever shares information from above, you have to protect at all costs. You have to make sure that you build a hedge around them. You see, women are by nature, they share. What you give to them, they give back to you. They share, they share, they share. That is why they handle the belly. They handle the kitchen. They are always sharing. You see, therefore, you see, women, they don't have a problem loving. It's men that have problem loving. That is why the Bible says, men, love your wives. Meaning that wives don't have a problem loving. It is men. And the problem of women happens to be submission. That's why he said, women, submit. Because it is difficult for two people to be from the same source, from the same ground, dust of the earth. And he said, one should submit to another. So they find it difficult. That is why the Antichrist is coming with gender equality and all manner of things. That's why marriages are breaking. So therefore, they have it. So they are always sharing love. That is why it is not a woman who proposed to a man. It's a man that have to struggle to propose, and those things are even full of lies. Now listen. The woman was a helpmeet. And it is not dollars and pounds that she was having. The first thing we read in the Bible that she gave to the man was knowledge, a fruit from a tree. So, women are by far. No wonder the woman is the first person who went to town to broadcast the news that Yahusha has resurrected. In fact, the Samaritan woman went everywhere and said, look, I've met he who has told me everything about me. They love sharing, sharing, sharing. What are they giving to you? Is that your friend? No matter the contract he gave to you, the money he gave to you, that is not what... You see, the red thing is what information... What has been the discussion? What has he been sharing? What has she been sharing with you? What do you hear from him? When you people meet, the one with you, the run around you, your partner, prayer partner, business partner, just name them. No matter what, you are with someone. What is he feeding you with? What is he giving to you? You see, men and women in this generation, okay, they give words. You know, there are times if Yahweh wants to change your life, he will bless you with a woman who has a word, a man who has a word. If Yahweh wants to turn your life around, if he wants to save you, he will send a messenger with a message. He will send somebody with information, word. Not a garment, not a high-heeled shoe, not expensive car or bus. No, not a private jet. He will send someone with a word unto you. And what is happening in this generation is people are after things which they don't need. What they actually need, they don't go for that. Well, if a woman wants to marry someone, they first check the building. They check their pockets. They check the money they can give. Sometimes they even check whether they can perform well in bed. They have forgotten that first thing first. what they need, they don't. That is why the whole world, people are chasing things that they don't need. What you need is a word, is information. You see? And what you eat kills, can kill you or can give you life. Who is with you now? And the person who is with you, what is he carrying? What is she serving you with? This is not fried rice and chicken. This is not your favorite human food. The knowledge, the info, that is why the educational system has been subtly crafted. To share things that will kill man. A man will go to school and say there is no God. A man will complete school and he has died. So we go to school for death certificate. After we graduate, the certificate we get is death certificate. Many people have become atheists. They have died. Knowledge kills, my brother. So they go to school, and instead of they celebrate that they have received PhD certificate, degree, diploma, but the truth of the matter is they have received death certificate. They have died. So that is why the whole world is now full of information. Anywhere you pass, you hear something. Anywhere, social media, television, workplace. People around you, they are sharing information. Pastors are sharing information. Sisters and brothers are sharing information. Parents are sharing information. What are they telling you? It can kill you. What are they telling you? It can give you life. So if you check the source and you know that the source is not that which will give you life, reject them. Reject them. Rejecting the food they are offering to you does not really mean that you hate them. Imagine if Adam said, "Hey, where is this fruit? No, I'm not going to eat it." You can imagine. But because Eve happens to be the one who is to give, okay? Child of God, he took it. He never checked after he had eaten it before he saw that what? We are naked. You see, sometimes they will see you as proud for rejecting some information. Sometimes they will see you as stubborn for rejecting some information. But listen, let no one put a pill through your throat that you know is poison. The death, you will die. The person will not die for you. Everyone will die. You can imagine someone giving you DDT and he said, because she's your sister, because it's your pastor, because it's your father, mother, because it's your friend, your husband, your wife. Okay, let me just eat. Let me just eat. No. You have to reject some things. The question again, who is with you? Think about this. Who is with you? Don't be happy. Real love is not when people give you shoe to wear. There are people, they think that when their senior sisters, their senior brothers, their pastors, or even a government, or even their parents give them education, free education, or sponsor them, they are helping them. That is not so. Information kills. Knowledge destroys, and it also builds. Nimdie kunipa, etimisume nipankwa. The one you converse with, the one
You see, let me tell you the truth. Satan, okay, he multiplied through sharing of information. That is how he multiplies. So that it will be planted in you. They are called demons. So words are powerful. Words are so serious. Powerful. I'm ending today's episode to open your eyes now. Before that knowledge, open your eyes. Now listen to me. The person around you, he has one assignment. She has one assignment. Is to serve you with information word. So the first Adam who came died. The second Adam, who is the last Adam, Yahusha, is feeding us with tree of life. Is feeding us with life. So the purpose, the mission of every anyone from above, anyone who really loves you, is to share fruit of from the tree of life. I mean, words that giveth life, not money. Not money. You see, if one comes to you, come around, you become your friend. Okay? And cannot feed you with something that will give you life. My brother, abort his mission and her mission and find your way out. Because you should be afraid of death. And the person is firing that which will kill you. Why can't you run away? I love the apostles with their conclusion. He said, where should we go? Yahusha said, will you also go? Look, people have just left too. And he asked them, will you also go? He said, where should we go? Where do we have to go? Where again? It is you that have words of eternal life. So for you to stay with a brother, a sister, that your manager, your boss, your parents, your senior sisters, senior brothers, for you to continue to receive from them, check, is from where? What they are feeding you with is from where? I'm ending. Examine what is in the mouth of the people with you. They can serve you with their mouth and not their hands. And when you eat it, it can kill you. For Yahusha is coming very, very soon. And the Antichrist, the enemy, is so, so angry that his time is short. He is doing extra time. He's doing overtime. He is not resting. He is not. The psalmist said, they don't sleep, they don't rest till they have done someone evil. Some people have to fast. Just they said they will not eat until, Paul has been killed. So they are not going to rest because they don't want you to have rest. So they will rest for you to have rest that day. May Yahweh bless his word. May he protect you and protect the people around you. May he send people who will feed you with life, that you will grow to fulfill your purpose, that you will not lose your soul at the end of the day. I pray that you're going out today, you will come home with testimonies. What you touch with your hands shall prosper. I pray that the word which has come this morning will be a shield around you, will be a fence of fire around you, will keep you from falling, will protect you and guide you. May Yahweh bless all of you. Make sure you share them and let somebody know of the cool of the day. Bye-bye.